Day 296, or October the 23rd. Don't forget, will you? Our thoughts today come from Luke chapter 22, verse 19. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And now the big picture surrounding this verse. The final events leading up to the crucifixion are recorded by Luke. These events must have been imprinted into their minds so that they would never be forgotten. In those days, when fewer people were readers, remembering details accurately was essential, and whenever an account was retold, the hearers would quickly point out any discrepancies, so accuracy was paramount. This makes such recollections very trustworthy indeed. It was not, as some people believe, like Chinese whispers. It was so much more important than that. This was the only way many people had of remembering. In the providence of God, they were finally written down for you and me to further guarantee their accuracy. The upper room happenings, the betrayal by Judas, and then Peter's denial are all graphically recorded. Jesus is tried, but his death sentence needs to be confirmed by the Roman governor Pilate, so the scene must now change to trial before Pilate, who turns out to be a very unwilling condemner of Jesus. And now today's action step. As we approach the end of Luke's Gospel, we are told of this special event in the life of Jesus which takes place at Passover and creates a reminder of Jesus' sacrifice that is about to take place on the cross. This new event has several names, including Communion, Last Supper, Eucharist, Lord's Supper, and Mass. I believe Jesus meant it as a reminder for all believers in him, just as the Passover was a reminder to Jews for their deliverance from Egypt. We tend to remember things that are important to us, but despite that, even important things can get squeezed out of our busy lives. Why not take a minute now to remember what Jesus did for you and sincerely thank him?